Welcome to another episode on the Duane Morrell podcast, episode 203. I have here today Floor General 6'3", plays in the EYBL for Indy Heat, Jack Smiley. Pleasure, man. Thanks for coming on the pod. And you and I have been building our relationship over the years, obviously through basketball, and to see you grow from when I first saw you to play and watching you just light it up from the floor, man. Just talk about last night's game. You had 26 points. I believe you were doing it on both ends of the floor, offense and defense, but you led your team to the W, which is most important. Talk about last night and how's your season been going?
Last night was a huge win for us because we knew coming into that game that Bishop Knoll was like a great opponent, and everyone in the region knew they were good and they were coming out to beat us. So we just knew coming into that game that we had to come in with a chip on our shoulder, and we came in there and got the job done. So that was just a big opening in the region to say that, like, Valpo, like, we're really coming this year.
Yeah, the Vikings is, led by you and your supporting cast, and looks like you guys are very cohesive with one another. You guys are buying into what coach is saying. What was coach's philosophy and message to the team going into the game against Bishop Knoll on the road?
On the road, I mean, they had a crowd. I mean, we just got done with finals week. Everyone's getting over a sickness. Like, nobody cares about that. So we just had to go in and be dogs and play our butts off. And we knew it wasn't going to be easy, but we had to do what we had to do to get the win. And no matter how good or bad it was, like, a win is a win. So that's what we were mainly focused on, no matter how sloppy it was. Like, just get out of there with the win and make us look good, you know?
Absolutely. I remember as a player going into these games when a team is getting a lot of buzz, they are making headlines. You're hearing about what this team has and, the possibilities of us losing when I was at Bowman. But at the end of the day, like, hey, we got so and so, we got the better team. What was your routine going into that game? Or did you do anything differently that you normally wouldn't have going into the Bishop Knowles game?
No, I don't really think I did anything differently. Just mentally preparing my mind, and just my thing is I like to listen to music before the game just to get me going,
Right.
and I do that before every game. So I was just treating it like a regular game, like not really any pressure going into it. Just got to go in there and play my game, and if I play my game, I know good things will happen. So just mentally preparing myself and physically, like my body and stuff, just making sure I'm feeling good before the game so I can make the best out of it, you know?
Who's your favorite artist? A lot of people, have their favorite artists who they like to listen to, and I listen to all genres. I try to be open-minded. But who's your favorite artist? Name, like, let's say three. Name three artists that you enjoy listening to.
My three favorite, I'm gonna go Drake, Lil Baby, and Rod Wave.
That's a fire playlist. My Apple Music wrap up just came out, and I listened to Drake, and I think I'm at 5,000 minutes of Drake. He's one of my favorite artists, so I plan on hitting a concert in 24. But I always wanted to know what you was listening to, and a lot of people have the same similar artists when I talk to a lot of different other players. And what would be the thing that you said to yourself coming off this past season, EYBL, right? You saw so many five stars, four stars, talented players. You take your learning experience from the EYBL and going into this season, what was your mindset and the goals that you put on your list to be the best Jack Smiley that he could be this season?
Playing in the summer with Indy Heat and on the UIBL circuit was great for me because, like you said, I was playing against these 4 and 5 stars and big time players, and I knew I'm not a 4 star or 5 star yet, and
Right.
I'm always gonna have the confidence in myself, so I gotta go out there and like have something to prove every time I step on the court. And playing with guys like Greg and this upcoming year, like Jalen, like these guys are like really good, and the whole coaching staff at Indy Heat, like I love them, like they all believe in me, and like they always push, like we all push each other, and playing against those guys like on the circuit just made it so much easier coming into high school, like because obviously high school is not going to be as good as that, so it just prepared me, so it just the game just came easier to me after doing all that work in the summer. Like, it just felt easy out.
It's one thing to like, go through the EYBL and players. I know you hear players say like, "Man, I want to be on the EYBL." What advice do you give those players who think they could play at that level? Because it's a whole different ball game
Oh,
once you
yeah.
experience it and you're between the lines and you, this guard is just picking you up 94 feet and you're like, "Damn, they really read the scouting report on me." So, what's some advice you give some of the kids that ask you about what's it like playing on the EYBL circuit?
Oh, it's no joke. Like it's tough out there. Like it definitely prepares you for college basketball, I feel like, because the competition, the athleticism, the height. Like I'm playing against 7-footers. I'm playing against guys that are jumping out the gym, and like it's a whole nother level out there, and you gotta really put in the work to be able to compete out there and do good. So it's
What was it like having Austin Etherton as a head coach? What was you guys' relationship like, and what did you take most from him? Because Austin, for those that don't know, Austin Etherton was the Indy Heat 16's coach. He played at IU, and then he finished out, I believe, at Butler. So yes, tremendous D1 experience. Knows a lot of people. Great guy in general. But what was your relationship, and what was it like having Austin as a coach?
Oh, he's great. Like I love him, and like he's a like it starts off with like him as a person. Like he's a great person to be around, and off the court, like we just bond together. Like the whole team likes him, and then on the court, like obviously he played high level basketball, so he knows what he's talking about, and he's only gonna like build your confidence. Like he's never gonna tell you, "Oh, that's a bad shot. Don't shoot it." Like he's always gonna be like, "You're open. Shoot the ball." Like that's what we're here to do, is to score. Like obviously you got to defend too, and he's going to get on you because he expects a lot out of you, but he's also gonna push you and build your confidence. And just my relationship with him, like he was my 15s coach too, so he was 15s and 16s,
Nice.
so him just having a lot of confidence in me really helped me a lot, rather than if I had a coach who didn't really believe in me. And I feel like coming into the UIBL circuit, it's tough because you're playing against all these other top guys, and sometimes you might doubt yourself,
Right.
but like can't do that. You got to come in hungry. And Coach Austin really did a good job of like, okay, who cares about what their name is? Who cares what they're ranked? Like we all play basketball, we all got the same goal, and he's a great coach to have and be around. And I couldn't be more happy to have a coach than him.
I had the opportunity to play in the EYBL when it first started, which was 2010 through 2012. So I played 3 years in it, 2 years up, 17s. So when I was freshman, they had me play sophomores and juniors. And then that sophomore, I was playing 17s. And then that obviously my final year, I got to play 17. And the EYBL can tank your confidence because you're playing with all these guys and you're not the same. You don't have the, sometimes the same role that you do with high school. And I knew that, I had to find myself in this team within the offense. But I think one thing like Austin does is give you that confidence and makes you feel like you're part of the team, makes you feel like, hey, you belong here. And that's what my coach, his name was Gary Betts, Jared Quarles, and Jamal Howell. Those were my coaches. And Marcus Teague, that he played at Kentucky. They won a national championship. So I had the opportunity to play with the number one player in the country. And he was a floor general. His dad was the coach. But he, as my teammate, instilled that confidence in me. And that's one thing I saw in you over the summer and now fall is that you're playing with a lot of confidence, man. And how many shots or the hours you have you been putting in the gym, to have these 30-point games, these high-scoring 20-point games to lead your teams to win?
I mean, I can't even count how many hours or shots I've made because it's been a lot, but this summer was huge for me. I mean, I was always in the gym, not just basketball, like in the weight room. I've always been working hard in there,
And the
and
bounce. I see the bounce.
I'm eating healthy. Like that changes my, it changed my whole body this summer, and my athleticism, like it just opened up a whole nother part of my game. And now when I'm playing in high school, like it almost feels like it's easy. Like it's not, I wouldn't say it's easy, but like it feels a lot easier than last year,
Yeah.
because the growth I've made this summer was exponential. And I mean, having coaches, my coaches and teammates that believe in me and put me in positions to score the ball, I'm just making shots like I practice in the
Yeah.
summer. Like not luck. I
Yeah.
work on and
Yeah. I see the reps that you put in. And you, when you step on the floor now, it's like you know that, hey, I'm one of the top players here and I'm gonna prove that to you guys, and you're playing like it. And the rate you're going at a high level is really dope to see, because you start to see the dividends and the hard work that pays off. And kudos to you, man. And one of the other guys I want to give a shout out to is Mason Wright. He's a mentor of mine. I learned so much from Mason in the creative space. And when I saw him, you know, be in the lab with you and spin that behind the scenes footage of you and the work, shout out to Mason, man. And I'm looking forward to seeing the episode. How did that come about?
Oh, it's going good. I'm actually going to he's coming to practice later. I'm going to meet with him later, but he came to the gym when I went at 5:45, 6 in the morning before school one day. So he was there to just get some footage of me and just show what I do behind the scenes. So shout out to him. He's great.
So
So
I'm gonna throw some rapid fire questions out. Are you what's your favorite shoe brand besides you playing in the YBO? Is it Nike, Adidas, Puma?
it's Nike. Sure, it's
Nike.
Nike.
You Xbox One or PlayStation?
PlayStation.
Favorite game?
I'm gonna go 2K or Fortnite.
Fair enough. Outside of basketball, what do you enjoy doing most?
Either playing video games or hanging out with my friends or yeah, probably hanging out with my friends or playing video games.
Outside of having aspirations to be a professional basketball player, what else would you do if you wasn't playing basketball?
I'd probably be coaching.
Nice. What type of coach you think you would be?
I'd want to be like after college, I want to be like start as like a grad assistant and then move my way into like a college coach.
Fair enough. If you was a head coach right now, would you be a fun coach to be around, players coach? Would you be that coach that yells a lot, but also a player's coach? What type of coach do you envision yourself being if you had that role?
I'd definitely be a fun coach to be around, but I definitely yell at my players a lot because I feel like they need to learn some discipline. But off the court, like you got to be able to bond with them. So, yeah, I'd definitely.
Who is your favorite players that you rather that was over the summer through grassroots basketball, or you know, one of your local schools? Who's some of the players that you follow or enjoy watch playing?
In high school.
Yeah, high school and pro. We could shift to the college or pro. Who's some of the players you kind of look for? Like, man, I like watching him play.
I like Marcus Burton. I got to be a little bit good friends with him over the summer and played against him when he was at Penn, and now he's at Notre Dame, so he's cooking there. I like him. Obviously, Jalen, he's a good friend of mine, so I like watching him play, and he's doing his thing at La Lu. My teammate for Indy Heat, Greg, he's nuts.
Right.
Bro, I like Steph Curry. He's ball well. Yeah, those are the main guys. Those are the main guys.
Big time. Well, Jack, I don't want to hold up too much of your time. I'm proud of you. Obviously, the success that you continue to have, and I wanted you to come on a pod before Christmas. Any New Year goals that you kind of set for yourself going into next year?
Well, this year I want to win a sectional. I think we really have a chance to do that, and that's my main goal this year is to win a sectional because I have not won a sectional yet, and I
You
definitely want to.
haven't? You haven't?
Not no, but
Oh,
no, I'm not.
that's.
But we will this
Hey,
year.
well, I'm excited to see you. I got to come and film you. I haven't got a chance just because I've been having a rigorous filming schedule for work.
Yeah.
But Mario Bravo, who's We Got Next Hoops, you guys need to follow him on social media. Does a fantastic job covering all the guys from Northwest Indiana. He covers all of the Chicagoland area. One of my favorite human beings. But nevertheless, Jack, good luck again this season. Tell Coach Ben Linsky, I said what's up.
Oh
Huge fan
yeah.
of him. Him, you know, he came to the radio station with WJOB, and
Oh, saw
yeah, we talked hoops, talked about you. And again, until next time, Jack, I appreciate you. And yeah, we'll stay connected along the way.
Sir, thank you for having me, my man.